Prologue. Kira watched as he languidly stood, flexing his muscles as though he had just awakened from a long dream. He stretched his arms over his head and cracked the bones in his neck before finally settling his gaze on her. She hardly recognized him, the boy she had fallen in love with. Where minutes before there had been light and emotion in his eyes, now there was only a black hole, a seemingly endless abyss. Kira had never seen him look at her that way, like less than food, like vermin, even since the first time they had met.
"Aren't you going to run?"
he asked, with sinister humor coloring his words. The smirk on his face may as well have been a knife cutting through her heart. The darkness had always called him, but Kira thought that being with her would be enough to keep him from crossing over. She saw now that he had surrendered to his nature, and, for the first time, she felt real fear when he looked at her. Kira stepped backward on shaky feet, trying to digest the question. She didn't have an answer. How could she turn her back on him and run away? The man she loved was trying to kill her. There were no options. Could she forget it all? All the nights they had shared, kissing and swapping secrets, and fight to kill? Or would she run and admit that there was no hope he would return to her? Kira said his name and reached out her hand, searching one last time for the man she had lost.
"Yes, honey."
The words hit her like a slap in the face as they rolled off his tongue, drenched in sarcasm. Kira looked up at the sun, still hidden behind the shadow of the moon, and sprinted into the tree line behind her. She couldn't give up on him now, but when the eclipse was over, maybe she would finally find the strength to fight. Chapter 1. As Kira waited in line for a parking spot, she studied the sprawling two-story building that took up her entire line of vision. A stone engraving read, "Charleston County High School," and Kira sighed at the daunting brick walls before her. Already she could tell it had a layout much different from the private school she had attended in New York, with numerous buildings sandwiched between corporate skyscrapers and spread out over a few city blocks. The students wandered here at a pace much different from the bustle she had grown used to during the past 5 years spent at the boarding school that she had begged her parents to attend. But last year, her father had been laid off, and Kira knew she would be back home for her senior year. Her family had lived in Charleston for about 4 years, but Kira had never met anyone during her summers home. This would be new for her, a huge school that she would definitely get lost in, and tons of people who had probably never even heard of the Met. A car honked behind her, and Kira continued moving at a slow pace down the parking lot as students took turns swinging trucks into supersized, yellow-lined spaces. As she took her turn pulling the eco-friendly car her parents loved into a spot, she knew she wouldn't quite fit in here. Kira looked to her left at the person sitting in the passenger seat of a pickup truck, a full 2 feet above her, and felt as tiny and invisible as she probably seemed to him. But enough, she thought, straightening her shoulders. Kira hated self-pity more than anything, so she grabbed her shoulder bag and made for the front door with the rest of the crowd. She did give Charleston one thing. The smell of marsh and pine was a heck of a lot better than that of car exhaust and garbage.
Name?
The secretary asked as Kira entered the main office for her schedule. Kira Dawson.
Year?
Senior. Kira ran her hands down the sides of her royal blue sundress, smoothing out the wrinkles to make a good impression on her new classmates.
Here you go, honey.
She took the folder and pulled out a schedule. Advanced Calculus, Room 253C. Kira walked out to the hallway and looked around for a sign, anything to point her in the right direction, but saw only bare brick walls. After a few minutes, someone finally took pity on her.
Are you new?
A handsome blonde guy with a lanky build stood behind her, looking over her shoulder at the paper.
Oh, 253C. Not an easy walk from here. Come on, I'm next door to you.
She followed, having no real other choice.
So, you are new, right? Or have my great looks made you speechless?